From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Authorities say two men detained in Amsterdam after one of the men was found to be flying with suspicious items in his luggage were not on a no-fly list or any terrorist database. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports the two men were detained after landing on a United flight from Chicago.
Investigators in the U.S. and the Netherlands are exploring the background of two men whose checked luggage aroused law enforcement interest. One man, who was carrying a substantial amount of cash, passed through airport security with no trouble. Then authorities discovered in his checked bag cell phones, a medicine bottle, and other items taped together. Concerned U.S. officials alerted their Dutch counterparts. Little information is available about the other man in Dutch custody, and authorities are asking whether and how they know each other. Dutch officials have the power to detain the men while the investigation proceeds. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Former pitcher Roger Clemens pleaded not guilty today to six charges of lying to congressional investigators. NPR's Mike Pesca reports the plea entered in federal court stems from Clemens' testimony, where the pitcher denied using any performance-enhancing drugs.
He's won seven Cy Young Awards, more than any pitcher, but Roger Clemens has been met with only disappointment so far in his quest to challenge accusations of steroid use. In 2007, a report prepared by former Senator George Mitchell named Clemens as a steroid and human growth hormone user. The 354-game winner fought back, eventually asking for a congressional hearing to clear his name. The hearing, held in 2008, is the source of his current legal troubles. The indictment against him cites 15 different false statements under oath. If convicted, Clemens faces up to 30 years in prison, although under sentencing guidelines, it's unlikely he would serve more than 2 years. No player who's admitted to performance-enhancing drug use has had to serve prison time. Mike Pesca, NPR News.
Hurricane Earl, after battering some of the small islands in the northeastern Caribbean with heavy rains and high winds, is now heading east, picking up strength as it goes. At last word, Earl was a powerful Category 4 hurricane with expectations it will strengthen further in coming days. Todd Kimberlane is a forecaster with the National Hurricane Center in Miami. He says right now they don't expect Earl to make a direct hit on the U.S., but he says that could change.
Our forecast track does keep Earl offshore of the U.S. East Coast, but there's every chance for it to get a little closer.
Storm Center passed just north of the British Virgin Islands. Right behind Earl is another tropical weather system, Tropical Storm Fiona. Americans were apparently in more of a spending mood last month. The Commerce Department says consumer spending was up 0.4% in July. The increase, the largest in 4 months, was helped by a surge in demand for automobiles. Personal incomes were also up slightly last month, rising 0.4%. That news did not play well on Wall Street to start the week, however. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 140 points to end the session at 10,009. Decliners led advancers 4-2. The Nasdaq lost 33 points today. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Mexico's attorney general is now confirming authorities have captured long-sought U.S.-born drug kingpin Edgar Velez Villarreal, known as the Barbie. Laredo, Texas-born Valdez Villarreal is alleged to be leading one of the two factions battling for control of a major drug cartel. The 37-year-old had been indicted in the U.S. on charges of distributing thousands of kilos of cocaine in the eastern U.S. between 2004 and 2006. U.S. authorities had offered a $2 million reward for information leading to his arrest. Gulf Coast states want more of the money the federal government gets from offshore oil and gas development. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports Southern governors pressed White House officials on that issue at their annual conference in Birmingham, Alabama today.
Alabama Governor Bob Riley says states that allow drilling off their coast need a larger share of offshore royalties.
Well, I think we've taken a disproportionate share of the risk without any reward for a long time. And I think now everyone understands what could happen. And if we're ever going to be able to protect our coastline, we're going to have some revenues in order to do it.
Riley says until the BP oil spill, no one fully understood all the risks of deep water drilling. White House officials, including senior advisor Valerie Jarrett, said the Obama administration has yet to take a position on bills in Congress that would speed offshore revenue sharing with state governments. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Birmingham.
New government proposal would give car buyers more information about a model's fuel efficiency and operating costs. Officials say they want car shoppers to be able to quickly see straightforward information about a vehicle's effect on the environment. The rules would take effect in 2012. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.